Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We are coming off a record-setting session for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. But this morning, things are looking a bit sleepy. Futures are basically flat across the board.
That's right. It feels like the entire market is just holding its breath. Everyone is waiting for that Producer Price Index, or PPI, data dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Yesterday was all about follow-through from Tuesday's CPI report, which has pretty much locked in expectations for a September interest rate cut.
And that's fueled a really interesting shift in the market, right? It's not just the mega caps leading the charge anymore.
Exactly. We're seeing a significant rotation. The real winners from this rate cut optimism have been smaller stocks and the sectors that have been lagging. We're seeing real strength in materials, healthcare, consumer discretionary, and even energy. The big tech names are actually seeing a little profit-taking.
So it's a broadening out of the rally. What does that mean for the major indexes? What are the key levels traders should be watching on the S&P and NASDAQ today?
For the S&P, call it SPY, the key support level to watch is right around 643. That's where it consolidated before. The ceiling, or resistance, is at the recent high of 647. A strong break above that could trigger another run. For the NASDAQ, or QQQ, support is holding near 579, with resistance at the 582 peak.
You sound cautiously optimistic, but I hear that word, cautiously. What's the reason for the caution?
Well, a couple of things. Valuations are getting stretched up here at these record highs. And while the VIX, the fear index, is low, it did show a mild uptick. It's just a little warning sign to stay vigilant. We're in a wait-and-see mode, waiting for a clear catalyst.
And that catalyst could be the economic data hitting in just a bit. Let's break down the 8:30 a.m. data dump. What are we expecting from PPI?
The street expects to see a month-over-month increase in July after a flat reading in June. But here's the key. If the number comes in right on target, the market will likely see it as a positive, further clearing the path for the Fed to cut rates. We also get the weekly jobless claims, and continuing claims have been a bit of a concern lately, so we'll be watching that closely too.
Got it. Outside of the economic data, there are a few political headlines moving the needle. What's on the radar?
There are reports that lawyers from the Trump administration are warning about the economic risks if courts strike down tariffs. We're also hearing that European leaders are aligned with President Trump's strategy for the upcoming summit with President Putin. And domestically, House Republicans are apparently working on a second reconciliation bill, this one focused on Medicaid cuts.
Okay, let's switch gears to earnings. A ton of reports out. What are the highlights?
Cisco is a big one. They beat expectations by a penny and guided in line, but the stock is still down about 1% in the pre-market.
Interesting. But the big shocker seems to be Deere.
Oof, yeah. Deere beat on earnings per share and reported revenues in line, but the market is not happy. The stock is down a whopping 6% before the bell.
Wow. Any good news out there?
Absolutely. Dillard's posted a huge beat, 90 cents above expectations, and saw comparable store sales rise 1%. The stock is up nicely. Advance Auto Parts also had a solid report, beating on the top and bottom lines and reaffirming their full-year guidance.
All right, let's get to the big pre-market movers. Who is gapping up and who is gapping down?
The biggest winner by far is dLocal, ticker DLO. They beat on earnings, guided full-year revenue above consensus, and got an upgrade. The stock is exploding higher, up 26%.
26%? That's a monster move. Now, who's on the other side of that trade?
That would be Ibotta, ticker IBTA. It is a bloodbath. The stock is plunging 35%. They missed on revenue and guided third quarter revenue below what analysts were looking for. That's led to at least five separate analyst downgrades this morning.
A cascade of downgrades. That's brutal. Any other big losers?
Coherent, ticker COHR, is another one getting hit hard. They announced an agreement to sell their aerospace and defense business, and the stock is down nearly 20%.
So tying it all together, what's the final takeaway for traders heading into the open? What's the strategy?
The main theme is rotation. Focus on the cyclical sectors and the strength in small and mid-cap stocks. Be very careful about chasing the mega-cap tech names right now as they see some profit-taking. Use key support levels, like that 50-day moving average, as your line in the sand for risk control.
And any specific stocks on the watch list?
Some are watching Amazon for a potential continuation of its trend. And for a more speculative, anticipatory play, a name like SoundHound, ticker S-O-U-N, is popping up on some radars.
Fantastic analysis. So to recap, The market is in a holding pattern ahead of crucial PPI inflation data at 8:30 a.m. Watch for continued rotation into cyclicals and small caps, and keep an eye on those key support and resistance levels on the major indexes. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you tomorrow.